Johnny.
I won't Jamie. How are you doing?
I know you don't want me to give you a surname, but you were at the performance yesterday.
My wife, we came from work, and both of us had to go and move our cars away. So we left little Jimmy there, and he did his two lines, and unfortunately, we missed them, and he was absolutely devastated. So we had to go and buy him an early Christmas present, unfortunately.
Oh, I see. So the parents were told to repark, but the play carried on while you were doing so.
Yes, absolutely, yeah, which was just ridiculous. You know, it's a very special moment when you see the sun in any performance, you know, whether it be on a cricket field or whether it be on the, in some sort of play. And to miss that for him, obviously, was devastating. And for me and Julie, it was awful as well.
But why did you both need to repark the car?
Well, that's the thing we shouldn't have done, really. One of us should have gone and moved both cars, but,
yeah. You got two cars, right?
Yeah, so obviously we both came from work, so I can obviously understand where the person is coming from, but at the same time, it's just one of those things that just, you know, could have been avoided to a certain extent. You know, was the surgery open? I don't even know, you know.
May I ask if you were parked outside the surgery?
Well, actually, I was parked inside the surgery and she was parked slightly out, you know, just on the corner, as it were, so...
You mean you were parked in the doctor's car park?
Yes, I was, yeah.
Yeah, was that something that troubles your conscience?
Well, it's a very small village at the time, so it's not something that concerns me massively, but obviously if some repercussions, like the repercussions of, you know, the whole hospital incident with Kate, obviously, then I would be slightly concerned, but it's not something that you really think about, really. You just want to go and watch your son, you know.
Because interesting, we've got a lot of comments from people supporting the police officer. Andrew Woods in Ipswich says, the copper was right to move the people on. They shouldn't have been blocking a doctor's surgery. I had chest pain. A neighbour ran me round to the GP, who sent me straight to hospital. If my exit had been blocked by someone's car, it could have been life or death. So the policeman did the right thing.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree that he has done the right thing, but to a certain extent, it is quite petty at the same time as well. But, you know, that chap silly, you know, certainly does have a very strong point there. But, you know, what should have been done? But there must have been time before where the doctor's surgery has been sort of held up, you know. Was the policeman, I don't even know if the policeman was told to come in or not, you know. It was just one of those situations where we were all quite shocked.
When he actually arrived, I'm assuming you're thinking, if a policeman interrupts your children's nativity play, there's been a murder. I mean, that's the only reason.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So there must have been some relief when he actually said what it was.
Yes, there was some relief, but I think the relief was shortly sort of came along with the sort of, come on, we can do this after, you know, after the performance. Because they're not long plays, they're sort of 35, 40 minutes. So, but it was just a real shame, you know, little Jim's just completely, it's just, you know, last night he was just in a horrible mess because he'd been with this performance, you know, and, it was just awful, but obviously I understand where the police are coming from, but I think next time, you know, I think it could be done in a different way, and I'll possibly, you know, speak to the sort of headmaster and sort the parking out, really. That's
sure.
Completely unacceptable.
Thank you very much for calling, Johnny.
Okay, Jamie, take care.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.